Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 30th November 2020. Top stories for today. DAP's Chong Chien-Jen has highlighted the drastic increase of the allocation for development expenditure under the Prime Minister's department from 2.93 billion in 2020 to 7.22 billion in 2021. Chong listed these allocations, which he suggested could be considered as slush funds under the Prime Minister's department, before going on to accuse the Perikatan National Government of adopting alleged questionable practices under the past Barisan National Administration. Opposition lawmakers lost by 10 votes in their attempt to block a 6.9 billion ringgit in allocations for the Prime Minister's department within Budget 2021. Unlike the policy stage voting for Budget 2021 last week, nearly all opposition MPs had risen today when Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato Azhar Azizan Harun called for the division earlier. The division of the House was triggered after Azhar was unable to distinguish those supporting and rejecting this via the voice vote. Patriot President Brigadier General Datuk Muhammad Arshad Raji said today that it is important for Malaysia to continue with the Littoral Combat Ship LCS project despite the controversies surrounding it. Muhammad Arshad said the 6 vessels were sorely needed to boost Malaysia's defences against the naval threats as well as economic necessity. US scientist Anthony Fauci warned America to prepare for a surge upon a surge in COVID-19 cases as millions of travelers return home after the Thanksgiving holiday. The United States is the worst affected country with more than 250,000 COVID-19 deaths. Doctors are studying the impact of COVID-19 on pregnant women and their unborn babies in Singapore, where an infant delivered by an infected mother earlier this month had antibodies against the virus but did not carry the disease. The ongoing study adds to international efforts to better understand whether the infection or antibodies can be transferred during pregnancy and if the latter offers an effective shield against the virus. New Zealand's workplace safety watchdog handed down criminal charges today over last year's White Island volcanic eruption that claimed 22 lives and left dozens more with horrific burns. Chief Executive Phil Parks announced charges against 10 organisations and 3 individuals who took tourists to the country's most active volcano just weeks after the eruption threat alert level had been raised. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.